Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 to 7. What if Joseph had kept his dreams to himself? Wouldn't his brothers have hated him? Sometimes people hate children of God for no fault of theirs. Jealousy is one of the root causes of hatred. The Bible is replete with many such instances, right from the creation of Adam and Eve. Satan was jealous of the blessings that were being bestowed by God upon Adam and Eve. Look at Cain. He was jealous and hated his brother Abel because God accepted Abel's offerings and not his. And the stories go on and on, but the difference is made by the promise. And what God promises, He fulfills despite the jealousies and the hatreds. Joseph's dreams were God-given, and many things happened against fulfillment. But God saw to it that in the fullness of His time, they attained fulfillment. Regarding this, the psalmist says, "He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass. Till the word of the Lord proved him true, the king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom." Psalm 105 verses 16 to 22. Regarding the promise to the Israelites, in the same psalm we read, "For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell ire to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws." Praise the Lord. Psalm 105 verses 42 to 45. Have you a promise given by God? And are you worried about all the hate that is coming against you? Remember Joseph and his dreams. Your dream will attain fulfillment in God's time. As for now, cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Psalm 55 verse 22. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.